there are, of course, refinements to both CT and MRI, and I don't really need to tell you, I'm sure, about PET CT. We obtain a PET image, we obtain a CT image, we obtain the PET image, we fuse the two together, and here's the morphologically normal internal mammary node, which shines out because it's taken up tracer, because it's metabolically active, because it has cancer cells in. And the very limited studies suggest quite a good sensitivity and sensitivity and specificity for axillary node involvement with this technique. However, it is limited. There's limited availability, it costs a lot of money, and it's a very high dose of radiation for very little benefit in our grade 1 T1 patients who are very unlikely to have axillary disease. However, it is a very good staging tool for metastatic disease, so there may be a place for this as a sort of one-stop test in very high-risk patients looking at metastatic disease and staging the axilla at the same time.